change Norwegian society.
ABC's Miguel Marquez in Oslo. Breivik released a 1,500-page manifesto described as racist and anti-Islamic. You're listening to ABC News.
Now at the Home Depot, it's the Summer Home Organization event with low prices on the things you need to bring order to your home. Like a durable four-tier plastic shelving unit for just $24.88. It fits in your garage or closet, so now all your things will have a place. And you'll know where that place is, thanks to a four-tier shelving unit for just $24.88. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only while supplies last. See store for details.
Tonight, the team that viewers cheer and vehicles fear is bringing Top Gear back to America for an all-new season on History. The driver, Tanner Faust.
Good morning. Yes.
The expert, Rutledge Wood.
This is the kind of car you want to save the world in.
And the wrecker, Adam Ferrara.
Yeah, baby! That's how we do it!
Top Gear.
Awesome!
An all-new season starts tonight at 10 p.m., 9 central, only on History.
The weekend has seen more violent clashes in Cairo. Many believe the military government is dragging its feet on political reforms. Others not as frustrated, and that is showing up in civil strife.
Tensions remain high in Cairo after fierce street clashes on Saturday. The violence broke out when thousands of protesters marching towards the headquarters of Egypt's military council were attacked by civilians who opposed the demonstration. Groups of men armed with knives and sticks assaulted the crowd, many threw stones and firebombs as well. By the time police broke up the fight using tear gas, over 280 people had been injured. Clearly what we're seeing are divisions in Egypt over just how much pressure should be put on the military leaders to enact reforms. Jordana Miller, ABC News.
Here in New York City, what's been called the Ground Zero Cross has been moved to what's going to be its permanent home.
2 days after the 9/11 attacks, a construction worker spotted the perfectly formed cross in the World Trade Center debris. Two intersecting steel beams standing 20 feet high in the rubble. Many saw it as a sign of hope. The cross was moved several times during the clearing and new construction. It stood next to nearby St. Peter's Church since 2006, and now it's been moved one block. It will be permanently installed where the National September 11th Memorial and Museum will be. It's been controversial, though. Some groups, including the American Atheists, opposed the move. Deirdre Bryant, ABC News.
This is ABC News.
AutoZone. Keep your engine going strong with help from AutoZone. Do it now and save when you get a 5-plus quart oil change jug, a Valvoline conventional motor oil, and a Fram ExtraGuard oil filter for just $18.99. Or upgrade to Max Life High Mileage and a Fram ToughGuard oil filter for just $3 more. Restrictions and details at store. Parts are just part of what we do. Get in the zone. AutoZone.
I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
You're listening to News Talk 920, KPSI.
Hello, everyone. And welcome to Traveling with Francoise. Covering the Coachella Valley and destinations beyond, I am Francoise, your host for the next 2 hours. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the ocean views and the sound of the waves crashing along the breakwaters. No, I'm not at the station. Just use your imagination. I've gone back in my life about 21 years to Redondo Beach in Hermosa Beach, where I lived on the strand in Hermosa Beach for 10 really fun years. We had a sailboat. We had a boat in Kings Harbor Marina. I mean, there was so much. This is like going back in time, but yet it's just as wonderful now as it was when I lived here. This very moment, I'm coming to you live from the Portofino Hotel and Yacht Club in Redondo Beach, where we'll be bringing you two beaches and one show. Yes, two. Redondo Beach and Hermosa Beach. And these beaches are so unique and different. I think what really it really stands out to me versus a lot of the we can call them high-end beaches in other areas that we always think about is not so much as this is just strictly tourists. This is a community. There's a feeling here that's completely different than a lot of beaches. When you're out there on the beach, you're with the community as well, and everyone is so friendly, so inviting. I mean, I tell you, it's just really, really a wonderful place, both of them, Redondo Beach and Hermosa Beach, to come and visit. Now, here at the Portofino and Kings Harbor Marina, you are going to be overlooking the breakwater, the marina, marina, the ocean. They have undergone an $11 million renovations, and all the rooms have balconies. And it's just really, really a beautiful spot here in Redondo Beach. Now, Valley's back at the station waiting to take your calls at some point in the show, but not right now. Hi, Valley. How are you doing back there?
Hi, Francoise. How is the ocean? Yeah, here
I am. The ocean is gorgeous. The weather's beautiful. Yeah, Valley, okay. I don't want to say. I know. And one of these days you'll be here with me. But today's going to be a great show. We have so much going on. We are just fully loaded with guests and all sorts of fun stuff. So by the time we're finished today, like I said, instead of those other crowded, expensive beaches where you can only go spend one day in because, yeah, it's just way too expensive. You can't afford it. You're going to be coming out here to where it's just beautiful in Redondo and Hermosa Beach. I mean, you are just going to love it. Like I say, you'll be picking up the phone and you'll be making those reservations quickly. So you're going to stay at, there's a lot of different places to stay here in Redondo and Hermosa. You can stay at the Portofino Hotel and Yacht Club or the Crown Plaza in Redondo Beach. They're both beautiful, beautiful properties. We're going to be talking a little bit about both. Now, we have some trips to give away. We have a lot of stuff going on. We're not going to let anyone sign up until the second hour of the show. But we also have some information from back home, some Coachella Valley information, and whatever else happens on the show. You know how Traveling with Francoise goes. It never goes according to the plan. It just goes. It just flows with everything. So welcome to the show, everybody. Like I say, sit back and enjoy two beaches in one. Now, you're going to be signing up today for two trips, one to Redondo Beach, the Crown Plaza Hotel, which is magnificent. I was there yesterday, and that has a lot of goodies that goes with it. 2 hours of bike rentals, free parking, a $40 gift certificate to Captain Kids. The Crown Plaza's beautiful pool, tennis courts, just gorgeous across the street, actually, from here. And then you're going to be signing up, too, for a trip to Hermosa Beach at the Beach House Hotel. But we'll talk about that in the second hour. So we'll be doing all the sign-ups in the second hour. Club Francoise members, you are already signed up, so you don't have to worry about it. Now, my life last week, just one of those weeks where I did a lot of stuff, but really not sure what I did. No, it was just one of those weeks. We did have the get-together for the potential auxiliary members for helping people here again. If you're interested, send me an email at fun@travelingwithfrancoise.com, and I'll explain everything. So it was a busy week, and then I rolled in here to Redondo on Friday, and I've been here ever since, having a great time. Now, again, as I said, we have a lot going on today, so we're just going to jump right into our first guest, who is Leslie Page. She is the general manager of the Redondo Beach Marina,
yes,
and
yes,
the executive director of the Redondo Beach Chamber of Commerce. You have a lot going on, Leslie.
Well, I wouldn't say executive director. How about I do the community relations portion of it?
Is that what you do? Okay.
I'm the director of fun.
I love the director of fun. Now, yesterday I had at Polly's on the pier. I walked all over the Redondo Beach, the pier, the marina. I've been all over the harbor. The harbor, I have to tell you, Leslie, and I want to say this before, it is so clean and gorgeous.
Best.
It is. I mean, I could see all the seashells. It's really, I check all that out, and I was just amazed at how beautiful and clean the harbors and around the pier and stuff.
Our waters are the cleanest. We have crews that clean up. Yes, everybody heard about our sardine spill, but that's just because our waters are so clean, and that's where the sardines wanted to come. But we actually, I think, A+ at every beach cities or every test that's done on our water quality here in Redondo. We're very, very conscious of
Well, it's spectacular. I just wanted to point that out to
you.
And everybody was looking as I was walking along the walkway around the marina here. All these people are looking down. The kids are looking down. They could see the fish. I mean, it was just a sea life experience right here.
Yeah,
and that's
without
nice.
Without having to go to the sea lab.
Yeah,
CRC.
That's right. Now, I was going to say here, water camera in action from right here from King Harbor, because there's so much going on. From King Harbor to the Riviera, Redondo Beach is so much happening in Redondo Beach. Describe Redondo Beach to my listeners.
If I could tell you anything, we're a wealth of community. We have sun pretty much year-round. We're a family community. We are a small city in a gigantic metropolitan area. But nowhere do I go that I don't see someone that I like and hug. Mm-hmm. I've never met a stranger, so that makes me a little bit particular. But if you want your privacy, you have it. if you want your social, you have it. We're a gigantic community with a lot of volunteers. This community gives back to its own and beyond far more than most communities I've ever been in my life. I'm really honored to be part of the community, to tell you the truth. Worked here 25 years, lived here that long, and I don't think I could live anywhere else. Puts a smile on my face.
It's a fabulous community. It is, and that's what sets these two beaches apart. That's what makes them so unique. A lot of people don't realize when you're visiting, and you have travelers from around the world here. I've heard all different languages when I've been in on the pier and walking around. They're coming into a setting where it's just not a tourist destination. You are that, but so subtly, it just fits all right in with the whole lifestyle of the beach area.
We're just friendly. You can go somewhere and be the most famous man in the world. I've seen Shaquille O'Neal throw, and buy entire dinners for an entire restaurant and then walk outside and throw, French fries to our seagulls. And nobody makes a special point that he's any different than any of the rest of us. So the truth about Redondo is each one of us is independent on our own, but we love living where we do, and we love our tourists, mm-hmm. and we love being a family community. So we embrace it all. We're more unique than any other community in the world, I believe.
Well, it shows. It really shows. And now people and folks, anytime during the show, you can go to visitredondo.com, and that will be up on the website. Everybody's links, as always, will be up on the website after the show, so you can go check it out. But right now, you're too busy listening. So, and you'll hear background noise. What you hear, we have all the windows open to let the sea breeze in. And
by the seals.
And the seal. Oh, my gosh, the seals. I love the sound of the seals. So I hear them barking out there right now. But King Harbor, in this whole area here, water sports, water activities, you have, yesterday I watched people, they were sailing, they were kayaking, they were swimming, they were all sorts. You have every type of water activity for your guests that come into King Harbor.
Oh, we have the newest, everybody's doing stand-up paddleboard, so we have stand-up paddleboards. Oh, it's so much fun. Although I've fallen over, please don't tell anybody that I don't do it very well. We have the stand-up paddleboards. We have actually kayaks. We have the little yellow annoying boy paddle boats.
That's a lot of work, yeah.
The big boaters. We have quite a large sport fishing fleet. Four marinas, one commercial. The other three house over 2,000 boats. We have four yacht clubs. We can offer anything here. We have sailing schools. We have a sailing academy. We have a romantic gondola.
I saw that as
cute?
Well. Yeah, very, very cute.
Actually, don't lie. Barbara Streisand just sent her second to buy a gift certificate on that so she could ride that gondola. We all giggled and laughed.
Yeah, very, very cool. And that is, of course, you have the Redondo Pier that has a lot of restaurants, a lot of things happening there. And you have this fabulous seaside lagoon, too. Yesterday was just for all the families and kids. Really, really a great idea to have that there that keeps them kind of away from the big beach and has their own protected area.
Very safe. Mm-hmm. We also do very special events there, and on Friday nights in the summertime, we actually have a huge TV screen, mm-hmm. and we have a car show at Ruby's, and along with that, we do an outdoor sit-down movie, so you can bring a picnic lunch and sit down and watch an outdoor movie. I think last weekend was Grease, so on a Friday night, you're looking over, and here's all your neighbors, and you're watching a movie, right, watching sailboats go by at the same time. Where else in the world does that happen?
And again, folks, that's what sets these beaches apart from so many that I've been to, and I've been to a lot, is the community. You have members of the community sitting right next to you with their families, having a ball, and willing to share with you things to do in the area. If you're a little lost, don't know what to do, you can ask anyone, and they're willing to step right up and say, well, you don't want to miss this, you don't want to miss that, which is not what you get at a lot of just typical, just straight tourist destinations. And that's really, it just stands out so much to me. It's such a beautiful area, too. It's just gorgeous. When you drive over the hill, boom, there it is.
Yeah. When you look at, that's why they call it the Hollywood Riviera. you look at that hill and you go, that's where we were named after Italy. I mean, come on, that is the Riviera of the South Bay. Every day I drive home, I work and run the marina and drive home and live in the Hollywood Riviera and going, okay, I've had a tough day at work, but oh boy, I'm going home to the next wonderful spot in Redondo. So how lucky do you get?
Now, the Riviera, that was always, we always thought of it as the shopping district of Redondo Beach. Is it still the same?
It is restaurant-oriented and still a shopping district, although we do have a very large shopping mall called the Galleria in North Redondo. We're kind of broken up in sections in Redondo. But the Riviera Village, you wander through and you smile at everybody. You can have a morning cup of coffee. You can always go into the little Vons, and everybody in Vons knows you. We have a Friday night farmer's market and with the best produce. And I just bought a bunch of fresh thyme to grow in my garden from the farmer's market on Friday night. So it's community fun, but great shopping. I mean, a unique stores, antiques, glass shops, Trader Joe's, you name it, we've got it.
And again, Redondo Beach is a year-round destination. Don't just think it's for summer folks. This is year-round. I lived here, so I know there are things happening all year long.
Oh, let me tell you, September, October, November are probably most beautiful.
Yeah.
We're not inundated with tourists, but the weather is the best. We're not as crowded, and I think October is my funnest year of the month. Late September, we get through the Lobster Festival, which I think you're going to talk about later, but October is, the weather's spectacular, the beaches aren't as crowded, and it's magic.
Yeah. It's just the desert. You know, we shut down, a lot of places shut down in the summer. So we're fully, you know, fully loaded for 10 months and then we're quiet. But here in Redondo Beach, it's year round. It's year round. And the activity of people on the strand in Hermosa, I mean, it just never stops. The fun never stops. So it's a year. Great place to live.
Yeah, 12 months out of the year.
12
I'm
months
sure
out of the year. And again, you can visit Redondo. Visit Redondo.com, folks, is the site to go to get all the information that you might need or want or are curious about.
I will tell you, starting in this year, we had a phenomenon, which is a blue whale watch, but starting every year in December 26th, we have the migration of the gray whale. And we have a boat called the Voyager. 50 years old, it's been running gray whale migration and watching them, and the whales love that boat. I've been on that boat for years and watched, you know, whales and the babies dive up and down, coming up and down the coastline. So that's a major winter attraction that we have, and we have a gigantic art community, all volunteers. They build special artistic things. So our community is very involved with the city and the public, and our joint ventures with our volunteers is phenomenal. So year round, being on the water in Redondo is, you can't get any better.
Okay. All right. And Leslie, finally, what does the Redondo Beach slogan, "More to See," mean to you?
Means every morning I get up and I get to see the ocean. I get to see people that I love. I get to see not just the SEA and the More to See, but I get to see through my eyes how blessed I am to live in this community. And if you want to know the truth, that's it. I wouldn't live anywhere else.
Fantastic. Thank you so much. Yeah, I'm moving back. I'm going to start looking now. No, folks, don't worry. Don't worry. I'm staying in the desert. Yeah. But I'm going to come visit more often.
Well, you could not. I'm a pretty good cook, so you can come to my house.
Thank you. Leslie, thanks so much for being on here. I really appreciate it. Again, folks, visit Redondo.com. We'll basically cover everything about Redondo. And I have some more websites later on as we go through the show. Right now, we're going to take our very first break. When we come back, Deborah Shepherd from the Crown Plaza, where you're going to be winning a trip to, will join us, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise, presented by Lombardo Cosmetic Surgery, right here on News Talk 920 KPSI Palm Springs, coming to you live from the Portofino Hotel and Yacht Club in Redondo Beach.
Caught in a meat. My hands were blood. most of us, change is hard. But if you're in business, you know that over time, change is necessary if you're going to survive and prosper. Consider your office furniture, for instance. What is it telling your clients or customers about you? In a world where perception is reality, that's a good question. We're Desert Business Interiors. We bring to the Coachella Valley over 25 years of experience in the office furniture industry, and there's no office furniture dealership in the area like us. Whether you want to find traditional office, or if you're looking for an exciting selection of clean, trendy, contemporary office furniture, Desert Business Interiors has it all. Not only does Desert Business Interiors carry all the finest manufacturers, but they can also help you design and space plan your office with their free design consultation. Whether you're looking for a new chair or complete office setup, our team will help you do it right, no matter the budget. Come see our showroom on Highway 111 in Rancho Mirage. Desert Business Interiors. Because change is good.
I'm one of those who said I never would, but after years of horse training, sailing, and golfing, Mother Nature has got the best of my skin. So I've decided to stop Mother Nature in her tracks with the help of Dr. Lombardo of Lombardo Cosmetic Surgery in Rancho Mirage. I searched for a year to find a doctor who listens to my needs and wants, then explains the process to me with no sales pitch, just compassion and professionalism. Call Lombardo Cosmetic Surgery today for all of your cosmetic surgery needs at 760-610-8990 or visit them on the web at LombardoCosmeticSurgery.com or on the homepage of TravelingWithFrancoise.com. Electric Car Distributors is proud to announce that Western Golf Car is back in production, featuring the ever-popular 400 2x2 and the new Elegante LX. We also have great selection of Western Golf Cars and more, along with new Club Car and new Yamaha Golf Cars. Open 7 days a week with two locations to serve you in Rancho Mirage and Palm Desert. For all your electric golf car needs, it's Electric Car Distributors.
Do you know what makes me smile? Thai Smile in Rancho Mirage, offering lunch, dinner, and takeout for over 8 years to locals and visitors. Thai Smile in Rancho Mirage is open daily, serving all of your favorites from Pad Thai to Red Mountain. So let Thai Smile in Rancho Mirage put a smile on your face. Located in the Rancho Las Palmas Shopping Center on Bob Hope Drive and 111. Reservations are suggested, so please call 760-341-6565. That's 760-341-6565. Or visit their website at mythaismile.com.
Look to the skies and experience a star-studded affair every evening at the Borrego Springs Resort. Surrounded by the stunning Anza Borrego State Park and less than an hour's drive from Palm Springs, the Borrego Springs Resort offers guests fine and casual dining, 27 holes of championship golf, a full-service spa to pamper your inner, outer being, and more. So quit making excuses and join me, Francoise, at the Borrego Springs Resort and, of course, Borrego Springs. To make reservations or for more information, please call 760-767-5700 or visit Borrego Springs on the web at BorregoSpringsResort.com.
Do you know there are millions of people withdrawn from life because they can't afford a hearing device? The public charity nonprofit organization Helping People Hear Again wants to change that with your help. By donating used, abused, or new hearing aids, we can make all the difference in someone's life. Help us find new ears and let them hear. For mailing information, the location of the nearest drop box, or to see if you qualify for a free hearing device, call 760-776-1738 or visit our website at helpingpeoplehearagain.com.
You're listening to News Talk 920 KPSI.
Welcome back to Traveling with Francoise, presented by Lombardo Cosmetic Surgery, and I am coming to you live from the Portofino Hotel and Yacht Club here in Redondo Beach, and Valley was quizzing me on where I am, and I'm sitting out, I'm doing the show, sitting out on the beach, well, actually, I'm in the pool area with a Mai Tai in my bikini, and all my guests are scattered around here going, she doesn't look very professional, but it is beautiful, and the weather's gorgeous, and the seals are out there looking at me like, what is this strange lady
be doing. So now Valley's happy, but it's spectacular here, folks. It kind of has a Cape Cod feel and a tropical feel. The marina's on one side. The breakwaters and the ocean are on the other side. The pier, the Redondo Pier, is on one end. Hermosa Strand is on the other end. And the Crown Plaza is right across the street behind us, overlooking all of this. And with us right now is Deborah Shepherd. Hi, Deborah. You are from the Crown Plaza of Redondo Beach.
Good morning.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us.
Yes, I am proudly from the Crown Plaza Redondo Beach, as well as being involved with this community as chair of our Visitors Bureau.
Oh.
So we... As far as the hotel, we've been involved with the community for the 26 years that we've been around. We've got it's the benefit of, as you mentioned, being a little bit higher. The building is taller. So you've got the beauty of the Portofino being right on the water and the exquisite view from the Crown Plaza, where almost all of our private balconies face either the marina or the ocean.
Well, it is spectacular. I mean, it stands out. I can see it from here. And yesterday I had a tour, and you just have, I mean, it's a lovely facility. You have a spa there. You have tennis courts, which really in the beach area, you know, that's a little unusual. To have the tennis courts up there. You have a lot going on. And now a lot of the hotels here in the Valley, well, there's not really that many right around here in this area in Redondo Beach, but you have the bike service. Mm-hmm. You have the bicycles for everybody.
Yes, we do. Being right at the beach, there's actually three hotels right at the beach and then another couple in Riviera Village. We do have a great concierge staff at the Crown Plaza, and they are able to put people on bikes, to put them on the wonderful facilities in the marina where Leslie was talking about, whether it's the submarine or the whale, or if they have something that's very different that they want to find and do. They want to go scuba diving, they want dive lessons, they want surf lessons, anything, the staff will take care of that. Probably one of the things, aside from the view and the private balconies,
and the balconies.
At our guest rooms, and it's the largest hotel in Redondo Beach. It's 346 rooms and suites, so we have that presence. Mm-hmm. It's this big U-shaped building for those that aren't seeing it yet or haven't gone online at visitredondo.com, which will connect you to all the hotels.
Mm-hmm.
It's U-shaped, which gives the advantage point for location and view. The other thing for those that don't know the area too well, we're only 7 miles south of Los Angeles Airport. So you're coming in from out of town or you're going out of town, it's a great spot to be very close to the airport, no highway to get on. You can just take the side roads, mm-hmm. which are beautiful,
yeah.
And get to our properties and our area. But with a hotel being around as long as we have, the interesting part is that a lot of our staff has been around for 20-odd years.
I was introduced to people that have been there for a long, long time and just love working there, and right. That's a compliment to...
It is a compliment to the whole organization.
Mm-hmm.
And Leslie mentioned, you know, the beauty of when you're driving and you all of a sudden see the beach in front of you. A lot of our staff commutes from well over 50 miles away from here, which is typical for Los Angeles. But they don't have to. The hospitality field has many, many hotels that they could work at. But like all of us, we get here, we get up on the hills, and you see the ocean, and you see this area, and you just want, you breathe that sigh of relaxation, which we hope your listeners will do.
Oh, well, I tell you what, I've been relaxing so much, I don't want to admit it on the air because I'm supposed to be working, but I've been relaxing a lot. It's hard not to relax in this atmosphere because it is just so spectacular and so it just has a relaxing vibe, not the rush, get, you know, gotta go thing. There's everything to do, but you sort of do it at your own leisure, and I like
that. Exactly.
Yeah,
we like to say that you can relax and rejuvenate, or you can just work your heart out. The hotel is very fortunate to be on the same land as Gold's Gym, which mm-hmm. I'm sure your listeners know about, and they have total free use of Gold's Gym 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, along with our recreation deck, which is up high, so you can see the entire ocean and panorama, which has the tennis court, and it's open from 6 in the morning till 10 at night, and we do actually keep rackets at the property, just bring or buy balls. And there's a European day spa right on property, and all the guests get a 10% discount there.
They can rent bikes from us, and the package will include bikes.
Yes, we have a wonderful package. Two-night stay with a view, where they all have balcony, ocean view, I mean, and the bike rentals, parking, and I threw in a couple of extras.
Yeah, parking is covered parking, so it's a nice place to be.
It's a beautiful property, Deborah. Thank you so much for stopping by. You kind of just stopped in at the last minute. Thank you so much for the trip to give away to the listeners. And again, folks, it's the Crown Plaza. And if you go to visitredondo.com, you can see it. But you probably also have your own website up there as well.
We do. We do definitely connect to www.cpsplash, splash for the water and splash for our restaurant. .com or through the visitredondo.com.
Yeah, which covers it all. Visit Redondo covers it all. So just
for meetings, for leisure, for vacations, we hope you'll come to Redondo Beach.
Thank you, Deborah.
Thank you.
Folks, this is Deborah Shepherd, and she is from the Crown Plaza in Redondo Beach Marina Hotel. Thank you again, Deborah. It's great having you here. Now, all this is making me hungry. And food. Let me tell you, there are so many restaurants, so many wonderful places to choose from here in Redondo Beach and Hermosa. I mean, I think I've gained 20 pounds in just 2 days. And a big part of that problem has been from this fellow that's sitting across from me right now, which is Chef Jesse Souza. Hi, Chef. How are you?
Great. How are you?
Well, I am fine, thank you. Now, we've been talking about the Portofino Hotel and the 160 rooms and how gorgeous it is and how spacious. We have the flat screens. We have the comfy beds. It really is a wonderful, wonderful spot for weddings, any occasion. And what really adds to that special, what makes it so special, is you restaurant across the way, Baleen's Los Angeles.
Thank you very much.
I mean, I have to tell you that I had my dessert this morning for breakfast. I saved it all night, and it was fantastic lemon meringue, folks. But tell my listeners, first, I know I wanted to read something about you. Chef Souza has been featured in the Miami Herald, TravelLandLeisure.com, Art Culinaire, and StarChefs.com, as well as having appeared on numerous cooking segments. I want everybody to know that, because he looks like he's only about 21, folks. I mean, I don't know how he could have done all this. You could have done all this, but you are the head, you are the top guy at Baleen's, and the food is truly amazing. So let's just start. First of all, Baleen's Los Angeles is located right here on the property of the Portofino Hotel, which is walking. It's just steps away from the door here. But let's talk about you a little bit. How long have you been in the food industry?
I started out in the early 90s. Washed dishes for a little while, decided I didn't want to do that too much. Mm-hmm. Learned to make some salads and moved on and moved to California in 1994, and that's where it really took off. I was lucky enough to move to the Bay Area and live in San Francisco and Berkeley and Oakland when food was just taking off. You know, worked for some great chefs who gave me some good opportunities.
Well, obviously. Now, are you self-taught?
I did not receive formal education. I did an informal apprenticeship at a hotel in Berkeley.
Well, I mean, I have to say, I eat a lot of restaurants, mm-hmm. obviously, with what I do. Your food is just phenomenal. I mean, it's just, you talked me into scallops, and I'm not a big scallops fan, okay? I admit it to everyone, and I'm thinking, oh, no. And Bobby, the waitress, she's such a cutie. She was so sweet, the server. I mean, she did a phenomenal job. She said, no, Francoise, he really wants you to try these. So I did. They were so good. I'm sorry, I just didn't have that for dinner. They were delicious. Yep. So I was amazed when you said that you did all this on your own. I mean, hats off to you.
Thank you very much.
So what inspires you? You're here, of course, this area, but what inspires you for the dishes at Baleen's Los Angeles?
We do, as much as possible, we do what a lot of chefs are doing nowadays, and we will leave in the middle of the day if we can, go to the farmer's market, or just, you know, having coffee with another chef, or meeting after work and having a drink and talking about menus and talking about what's going on, and not trying to mimic what's happening, but trying to either, you have to have a combination of staying true to what you believe in with food, and also being original at the same time. So we try to use some fresh products, as you saw last night, simply prepared. We don't clutter the plate, you know, four or five great ingredients, pure flavors, you know.
I mean,
cooking seasonally.
Your sauces and stuff, I mean, delicious. I took some photos, folks, and I will be posting them on the website so you can drool. Because it was that, the mahi-mahi I had was just delicious. Now, actually, everything was just delicious. I had these little duck carnitas. Was it duck carnitas that I had? Yeah, I mean, it goes on and on and on. And, of course, the scallops, that was with Sherry Gastrique, and just, you know, I just eat it. I don't talk about it. I just eat it. And Valley's wondering what I had to fresh lemon meringue.
Oh, lemon meringue pie, yeah.
Oh, geez, delicious. Oh. So now tell my listeners that, like I say, Baleen's Los Angeles is right here on the property of Portofino, but it's open to the public.
Right.
Anyone from far and near can come here, which you should come here.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful. The lounge is gorgeous. Has a nice, comfy feel to it, though. You can dress up to the nines and feel just as comfortable if perhaps maybe you were going to a more casual event and you want to eat there before and not be. It invites everyone.
We have people over there having brunch right now in flip-flops, and they tie their dogs up by the. We have a little sand pit downstairs,
yeah.
You know,
mm-hmm.
And then we do breakfast and lunch downstairs. And you had dinner upstairs last night.
Upstairs.
So upstairs has that cool kind of vibe where. It's contemporary, but it's not stuffy. You can feel very comfortable coming in any, mm-hmm. you know, a t-shirt is fine, you know, coming to get a cocktail, coming to enjoy our happy hour or a lounge, because we also have the lounge across mm-hmm. the hall from the restaurant, which has a great live music scene on the weekends.
Yeah, it was hopping.
Yeah.
It was hopping last night.
Yeah, we have some great bands called, like, Clueless and the Couchois Brothers, and we've got a lot of people in the area. And these are all Redondo, born and bred. These bands, they have their own following. They come in. They enjoy our great lounge menu, drink specials, and we do great lounge mm-hmm. business on the weekends. It's a lot of fun.
Okay, and now let's say I'm getting married up here. Well, mm-hmm. I'm married, so I'm not going to get married again up here. But if someone has a wedding, I know you have a lot of weddings. It's beautiful. You have the Portofino has the little wedding area over there, and, mm-hmm. and actually anywhere in the area that they can set up for weddings. It's just gorgeous. Now, I want Baleen's. I want you to cater my wedding. Mm-hmm. Do you do that?
Absolutely. We have we can do weddings in Baleen. We also have a banquet hall, which is right by the. Mm-hmm. Right by the water, mm-hmm. with panoramic views of the Palos Verdes Peninsula, and you saw the wedding garden next to the water,
yes.
which we can accommodate the ceremony right there. It's absolutely stunning. We're the only waterfront hotel in Los Angeles that I know of, and I know of no other wedding spot like that where you can get married with the waves behind you.
It's gorgeous.
It's incredible.
And the seals clapping you on.
The seals serenade. We like to say they serenade you as you get married.
Now you say Baleen's, I say Baleen's. So it's Baleen's.
Baleen. No Baleen, S on the end.
No, Baleen, Los Angeles. Okay, Baleen, Los mm-hmm. Angeles. And, of course, you can go to the web and mm-hmm. go to your site and see the menu.
Yeah, it'd be on hotelportofino.com.
And what are some of your favorite dishes on the menu?
You had a couple of them last night, the duck carnitas, which is our really playful take on, we make duck confit, mm-hmm. and instead of tacos, we make cornmeal crepes and mm-hmm. serve it with an apple slaw. And the guests can, as you did last night, can build little tacos, and they're mm-hmm. really fun and playful. And you can see with the food, we're creating an atmosphere of just comfort and sort of accessibility. We don't want people to feel, you know, we're not a caviar and lobster house. And that's not what we're doing. You know?
But
I did serve you foie gras last night.
We're listening to, this is Chef Jesse Sousa, and he has the main guy over at Baleen's?
Baleen.
Yeah, you see, you confused me now. I was saying it one way, you confused me.
Sorry.
But Los Angeles, but on your menu, though, you have something for everyone, because some people are thinking strictly fish when they come to mm-hmm. the ocean and the beach area. Others, you know, the guys are going, well, come on, I want a steak.
Mm-hmm.
You have it all. In fact, if I recall, you had a 16-ounce something.
We have a 16-ounce ribeye.
16-ounce?
Some restaurants have that hidden menu item. It's not printed. That's ours. It's always on the menu, but it's not printed.
Okay.
We do a 16-ounce ribeye with truffle fries and a mushroom pan sauce.
And bouillabaisse, of course.
Oh, the bouillabaisse is great.
I thought about that. You even have Spanish Teresa. I shouldn't be giving your secrets away mm-hmm. over the air, but in your bouillabaisse. So
it's not traditional, but working in Miami for years, I picked up a little bit of, you know, ingredients, a little flair from South American folks I worked with.
Chef, you do a phenomenal job at Baleen Los Angeles. I mean, really, it's a must, folks, wherever you're staying down in this area, or even just come over from L.A. to enjoy a beautiful evening out here along the water, and your food is just absolutely phenomenal.
Thank you very much.
If you weren't so happy here, I'd recommend you to some of the resorts in the desert, but we're going to keep you right here. It's just really a phenomenal job. Now, reservations. Do people need reservations?
On the weekends, it definitely helps. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, early in the week, it's still a good idea to call, you know, because the tables by the water are really what get taken up very quickly, so it's a good idea to give us a ring.
Well, I walked all through the restaurant last night in the lounge area. Everywhere is a good seat.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see?
It's a wonderful,
everywhere.
I mean, just the PM
open.
Service on the second floor gives you a great view of the marina
mm-hmm.
and the boats, and sometimes you get the seals over there, and you get, in summer, you get a lot of fish, and it's just really, really neat.
Well, Chef Jesse, thanks so much for being on the air.
Thank you
for a wonderful dinner last night. Really appreciate it. Everybody, you have to go to Baleen Los Angeles. It is phenomenal. Or if you don't have the chance to get over there, You can also, I don't know, have a big function here. Have your wedding. Have your next corporate meeting. Have something and let Chef Jesse cater. And everybody would be talking about the food instead of the wedding and the
absolutely.
The, instead of work.
We'd love nothing
food.
More than that.
Thanks so much for being with us. Okay,
you.
Take it easy. All right, folks, on that note, we're going to take our last break of this hour. When we come back, we have Dinah joining us, and we're going to be talking about all sorts of stuff coming up in Redondo Beach. I have a little bit of, Coachella Valley news. I don't know if we're even going to get there, but we're going to try. I am at the Portofino Hotel in Yacob here in Redondo Beach. I'm having a great time. I'm sitting here looking at the marina right now, and it's kind of a little bit overcast, but it's beautiful, and it's cool. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise, presented by Lombardo Cosmetic Surgery, right here on News Talk 920 KPSI Palm Springs. We'll be right back.
Bésame mucho. Each time I cling to your kiss, I hear music divine. Bésame mucho. Hold me, my darling, and say that you'll always be mine.
Electric Car Distributors is proud to announce that Western Golf Car is back in production, featuring the ever-popular 400 2x2 and the new Elegante LX. We also have great selection of Western Golf Cars and more, along with new Club Car and new Yamaha Golf Cars. Open 7 days a week with two locations to serve you in Rancho Mirage and Palm Desert. For all your electric golf car needs, it's Electric Car Distributors.
Honey, what's wrong? Honey? Honey?
You get scary when you miss your vacation. Don't miss out. Get away to the Red Rocks of Sedona. Stay 3 days and two nights at the Sedona Summit Resort for just $199. Call the Arizona Tourism Center at 877-444-8044. That's 877-444-8044. And feel like yourself again.
Scooby-Doo-Wap-Boo-Bam!
Hi, this is Mel Haber asking you to donate generously to Angel View Crippled Children's Foundation. Your tax-deductible donations of clothing and household goods help support round-the-clock services for disabled young people living in our 17 specially equipped homes. Angel View stores are located throughout the valley, so donating is easy and convenient 7 days a week. To find an Angel View location near you, just phone 322-2440. Please call today.
We know you want your child to be their absolute best and have fun learning to be their best. The Family YMCA of the Desert wants that too, which is why they offer affordable child care of the highest quality year-round throughout the valley. Know your child is with someone you trust, and rest assured that they are learning, growing, and maximizing their potential every single day. Please call the YMCA at 760-341-9622. That's 341-9622 for more information and to give your child all the tools needed to be a success. The YMCA, building strong children, families, and communities. Getting your business name and information over the airwaves is easier than you think. Let Traveling with Francoise do all the work while you have all the business. Contact me, Francoise, for more information about being an exclusive member of Traveling with Francoise. Direct at 760-409-9779. That's 760-409-9779. Or visit travelingwithfrancoise.com and send me an email. So don't wait, because it's never too late to get some business.
The Palm Springs Desert Resort Communities Convention and Visitors Authority, known as the CVA, is the official marketing and tourism agency for the Coachella Valley. You have the opportunity to participate in our national and global sales and marketing efforts to increase your business. We exclusively promote our member businesses in the official publications, visitors guides, and the destination's official website. CVA membership builds success. For CVA benefits, please contact us at 760-770-9000 or online at palmspringsusa.com. This is your CVA.
You're listening to News Talk 920 KPSI.
Okay.
Francois.
Hello, Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Traveling with Françoise, presented by Lombardo Cosmetic Surgery, coming to you live from Redondo Beach. We are always live. I'm at the Portofino Hotel and Yacht Club, and Valley was just a little confused. Bailey in Los Angeles, even though it says Los Angeles, is right here on the property of the Portofino Hotel and Yacht Club. So when I said across the way, you walked from the entrance of the Portofino across this little road, and Bailey in Los Angeles is right there. So it's just steps away, and it is on property here. So that's why. But the name does, you know, get you a little confused. But don't worry. It's all right here, and it's all on the website. And again, you can go to visitredondo.com. Now, I briefly want to say we're not going to have enough time today to go over Coachella Valley events. So I want to thank the sponsors, Ambrosia Pet Deli, offering your pets only natural products in Palm Desert at 760-568-1177. And the Get a Life weekly freebies brought to you by Post and Ship, handling all of your large and small needs in Rancho Mirage. You can give them a call at 760-346-7800 or visit them on the web at postandship.com. It's Post and Ship. It's that simple, and that's where I do all of my tons of mailing, where all the prizes and everything that you guys get. And also the Pet Hotel at Barkingham Palace in Palm Desert for extended daycare, grooming, all sorts of stuff for your pets. Don't forget the Pet Hotel in Barkingham Palace, Palm Desert, 760-537-1172. So we want to thank them all, but we're just going to move right along because we're having such a blast here in Redondo and Hermosa that I want to make sure that you hear as much as you can about this wonderful area. With us right now is Dinah Larry. I'm thinking Dinah Shore. Okay, that's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking Dinah, but it's obviously not Dinah Shore.
No. So, okay. But if you know Dinah Shore, you know how old I
yes,
am.
Oh, okay. Well, there you don't look it. So I don't know. What that doesn't even make sense, Lombard Dinah. Okay, please. Yeah, there you go. She's fabulous, by the way. All right. Now, visit Redondo.com, folks. You want to keep that in your head. Dinah, Redondo Beach is more than a beach community. I mean, it's just a thriving area. Tell us how long you've been in Redondo Beach, and what do you do?
Well, I came to Redondo Beach over 50 years ago when I was just a little girl, and I've lived, worked, and played in Redondo all that time. I manage King Harbor Yacht Club. I've done that for the past 22 years off mm-hmm. and on, and I'm part of the Visitors Bureau of Redondo Beach and on the Chamber Board and lots of other things in Redondo.
Phew, boy, I was starting to sweat there a minute. So you came in after we moved our boat out of there, so nobody was complaining about it.
No, I didn't hear that.
You didn't hear? Okay, good. We had a great time there, though. Very, very nice people. The marina's beautiful. And the whole area, just lots and lots of fun. You cater to the boaters as well. I mean, they're just part of the community.
Right,
the people,
right.
I mean, the marina is the community as well.
Redondo is a very serene harbor. You get in here and you immediately feel that serenity and relaxation.
Now, give us a little history about Redondo Beach.
Well, a lot of people don't know, even though it's not publicly known as Surf City, that Redondo Beach is the original Surf City. Back in the day when Henry Huntington came to Redondo Beach, he had the red car electric train coming from Los Angeles to Redondo, and he wanted to promote something special about Redondo, so he brought George Freeth over from Hawaii, and he would take the bathing beauties downtown Los Angeles with signs saying come to Redondo and spend the day watching the man who walked on water, and that was George Freeth, who would come be out there surfing. Redondo Beach had the largest saltwater plunge right on the pier. It was huge. It was a magnificent fountain in the center, and George Freeth was the head lifeguard there. He was the first to start lifeguarding and invented the little torpedo thing that lifeguards still use today.
Oh, so, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Now, I noticed you have more than one pier here in Redondo. At one time, were the piers used for more than just the fishermen, or is it
right?
Been
originally, there's a real deep canyon out there. So it was originally started out as a shipping area, and we're pretty exposed over here. So when the storms would come every 100 years, storm would come every 10 years, would cause a lot of problems, so they ended up moving the big port down toward the Long Beach area, San Pedro and Long Beach. But Redondo was known for shipping and all of that, and the trains would come right down. They had a turntable right down at the end there. So it was...
Well, the pier has made a lot of changes, but I've noticed that the quality seafood market They have
hasn't
been there.
Changed.
They have been there forever.
Yep.
And you
yep.
have international
and Tony's.
Visitors from all over the world that go down there to the fish market, which I took some pictures of that as well, because the people are ordering and going and sitting. It's just it's all about the food. It's all about the fresh fish and stuff that's there.
Can't get any fresher.
Yeah, it's really amazing. And like I was walking around yesterday, and there are things, of course, have changed on the pier, but you have all different ages. There's things in the water and outside of the water for all ages.
Right, right. You can go out and have a just sort of an international experience just going on our pier. There's all kinds of things going on. And you can select your little pearl and have them, you know, open an oyster for you, which I did, I think, when I was a little girl, and just about 3 years ago took it to the jeweler and said, oh, this is a really fine quality pearl, and had it made into a necklace. So it's really a special place. There's lots to do.
Well, and then the fishing. I mean, I took some photos. I've taken photos of everything. There's a lot of people that love to come down here and just fish.
Right.
They fish off the breakwater wall, off the piers, all over, and they keep track on the board, which is really cool, on who's catching what, and the fishing boat's going out.
Right. You can fish all day, all night. You can really spend a lot of time out there fishing, and it's a lot of fun just to watch people fishing. Mm-hmm. It's exciting. They little kids are there having a good time, so it's great.
And for the tourists that come in, the visitors who don't have the fishing gear and they want to charter a boat, I mean, all that's available for them,
right?
Correct?
It's all rentable. They mm-hmm. can all do that, and you can dive if you want to go diving. You can do all of those things. So right in Redondo Beach, speaking of diving, is the home of Body Glove Dive and Surf. Was originated right here in Redondo Beach.
I remember that.
Yeah.
They're still there. In fact, some of the places
still there,
they're still and thriving. This
absolutely.
In Redondo, a lot of things have broke ground here.
Right. We're the start of surf music right here in Redondo Beach.
And folks, with us is Dinah Laurie. She is with, you are with the King Harbor Marina.
King Harbor Yacht Club.
Yeah, King Harbor Yacht Club.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And have been in the area for a long, long time. And folks, you can again go to visitredondo.com to check all this out. Now, restaurants. There's so many restaurants here. Where do you start?
Something we call Dine Around Artesia, and in October we're having a Dine Around Redondo, so every weekend we'll focus on a different area of the city and all the different restaurants that they have. We have some of the best Indian food restaurants and seals.
The
we don't
seals,
yeah. Seals like food. You talk about food,
about
the seals are all over it. So we have lots of different restaurants all over the city from one end to the other. So, whatever you're looking for, we have specialized also in fresh seafood and all kinds of different things. In Riviera Village, there's tons of restaurants now sort of taken over.
I went to Polly's on the pier yesterday, walked over there. I mean, and it's just fun because you're out there, you're on the pier, the guys are fishing, and we don't, in the desert, we don't have a pier.
Right.
Okay, so when
you're
down, yeah, we have sand and different types. So when you're down here in Redondo, folks, you really need to just go onto the piers. All the piers, just wander around, and you're going to, before you know it, the day will be gone because you'll spend all day long goofing around out there having fun and riding bikes and doing all sorts of things. Now, you have a lot of events here in Redondo Beach, and you have coming up in September, you have the Lobster Festival.
Right. That's one of our signature events in Redondo. We have, it's a big music festival as well, and this year is going to be surf and turf, so we'll do lobster and steak, and we do it right in Seaside Lagoon and convert it over into a venue of food and fun for the entire day. It's a three-day weekend thing, so it's a big deal, and everyone in the community comes.
And this is in September
right.
23, 24, 25. I'll have this on a website because folks, you're definitely going to want to come out here. You love surf and turf, and I mean, this is like the place to get it. So this is the 16th annual Redondo Beach Surf and Turf Lobster Festival. Wow. And you have a website, lobsterfestival.com.
Right.
I'll make sure that's posted, but that sounds like a ton of fun.
Spend the weekend, go every day. It's always a little bit different each day, so it's a great event.
And I have a couple tickets that we'll be giving away on a later show.
Oh, perfect.
On, a little bit closer to September, someone's going to be coming from our area with everybody else. We could do a caravan out of here to the Lobster Festival.
Right. I think we get a couple of busloads coming in.
I bet. Yeah. I'm sure that you do. And now getting to Redondo, you come, all different points can get here.
Right, absolutely. It's a straight shot down PCH, which Pacific Coast Highway, which is a very famous street. You just come out of LAX, turn right, and go down the road a bit, and there you are. I used to be in the hotel business, and my sales pitch was you fly into LAX and you turn right. The second thing you see is El Segundo, which means the second. You go past and go to the beautiful round beach by the Green Hills. Palos Verdes means Green Hills, so you see the round bay, and that's Redondo, which means round. So it's pretty spectacular here. It's a little hidden jewel off the highway.
I used to have, when I lived in Hermosa, I had this little secret way off Western and stuff. I would go down 190th and all the very, but it was real easy, straight shot down here.
From the freeway, straight down 190th. Right, then you get that top of the hill overview of the whole city, which is really nice.
And LAX is only
6.5 miles.
Yeah, that's it. And you wouldn't even know it. I mean, you just, because again, you're down over the hill down here, and it's kind of like a little valley right along the ocean side.
Right.
Really, really beautiful. So getting to Redondo, and you have, of course, events all year long here in Redondo Beach.
Right.
People, again, as we said before, that this is a year-round destination. You just don't need to come in the summer. You can come any time of the year and just have a great time.
We have the boat parade in December, and we have the 10K run, Super Bowl Sunday, which is a big, huge event. We get 10,000 runners in, all class of runners, but it's a great event, and the whole community comes together for all of this. All the volunteers put it on. It's really pretty spectacular.
It's a beautiful destination. And for you, Dinah, what does the More to See brand mean to you?
Well, we had an exercise of trying to find a brand for the city of Redondo Beach, and we kept coming up with, there's, you can do this and you can do that, and it was just more and more and more, and there is just more to do all the time. You can relax, or you can go eat more, you can see more, you can play more, you can work more if you want to, but it's something special about Redondo Beach. There's always more entertainment. There's a very big Hollywood connection here with Redondo, so it has a lot more. You need to spend more than one day here in Redondo.
Well, Dinah, thank you so much for being on the air and sharing your insights of another community member of Redondo Beach and loving your area. Thank you so much. It's really been a pleasure.
Thank you.
Okay, folks. Wow, I can't believe this hour has wrapped up. I mean, we have had a blast here in Redondo. We're staying in Redondo. I'm staying right here, but in our next hour, we are going to shift gears. We're going to the second beach. We're going to Hermosa Beach, and that is where we lived on the strand for 10 years, and that is an entirely different lifestyle there as well. I mean, just a beautiful, beautiful location. I will be staying right here at the Portofino Hotel, and it is beautiful as well right here. The Portofino Hotel, King Harbor Yacht Club, is right behind me. I'm looking at the boats right now. You can go to visitredondo.com for information, but of course, I'll have everything posted on the website, so after the show, I get home, get everything posted. You'll be able to go to the website and check out everything that I talked about and make your own reservations to come stay here in Redondo Beach or Hermosa. So we have lots of things going on. We have lots of guests. I did some fun things while I was here. We're going to talk about that in the next hour as well. So I think what we're going to do, we are going to wrap it up here from Redondo Beach, and like I say, when we come back, we have Kevin McCarthy from the Beach House Hotel with us. We're going to talk about the Magic and Comedy Club, which has just been famous here in the Hermosa Beach area, and lots more stuff. So you're listening to Traveling with Francois, presented by Lombardo Cosmetic Surgery, right here on News Talk 920 KPSI Palm Springs. We will be back in 5 minutes.
Want to travel? I'll take you there. Want to dine? I'll tell you where. Play golf? I'll pick the spot. Nightlife? I know it's hot. It's never too late to get a life.
From DHS to Washington, D.C., Gene Nichols brings you the news weekday mornings on News Talk 920 KPSI.
From ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. More details are emerging from Norway's youth camp massacre. Authorities say Anders Breivik had plenty of ammunition left when he surrendered to police after more than 80 people were shot dead, and the alleged shooter was going for maximum damage in his victims.
The chief surgeon at a hospital treating victims of Norway's camp massacre says the killer used special dum-dum bullets designed to break up inside the body. Dr. Colin Poole says surgeons have recovered no full bullets. He says they more or less exploded, inflicting absolutely horrible internal damage.
ABC's Tom Rivers in Oslo. His lawyer says Breivik has admitted to the crimes but is denying criminal responsibility. The lawyer says Breivik hoped to spark a revolution in Norway. We don't know what it will be, but negotiators in the debt limit talks are trying for at least a framework of a deal before Asian financial markets start opening later today.
I am told the efforts to revive that grand bargain have revived. The Speaker Boehner is still considering and still probing with the White House the possibility of a big deal that would be nearly $4 trillion in deficit reduction and include $800 billion in added tax revenues over the next 10 years. If he goes this route, I am told he will face a revolt from his Republicans in the House.
ABC News senior political correspondent Jonathan Carl. Are you ready for some football? ESPN reports negotiators for locked out players and NFL owners have finalized a proposed 10-year contract. Ratification by players is considered a formality at this point, clearing the way for a full NFL schedule this year.
Training camp cannot open until there is a new league year. And the target date for a new league year right now is Saturday.
ESPN's Adam Schefter.